This week on RSBNB Update, 2020 is nearly over and it's been one amazing roller coaster of a year. We started off slow and then archaeology arrived, delivering us a full year of content. Then Maud Warden joined us on the podcast for an episode, and we had a little fun along the way through the entire year. This is RSBNB Update, episode 810, the 2020 Clip Show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of RSBNB Update. This week, it is just Tanis and myself here. We are wrapping out 2020. Only hours left to go as this show is going live. And some of you guys might already be in 2021. And that could mean only one thing here at RSBNB Update. And that means it is time for the 2020 Clip Show. My Clip favorite show of the year.
Clip show.
Yeah, and as I was just saying before we started, I have no idea what you have pulled out for this.
Yeah,
which is I mean, kind of scary right now.
We have 61 clips for this year.
Yeah, I'm a little anxious. I'm like, oh no, what could I have said?
Yeah, of course. Of course, last week we had that wonderful Lore Diggers episode covering Orthyn, and that was, you know, just to get everything ready to go as we begin the clip show. But, you know, the clip shows are always fun, and it's a fun way of looking back. I appreciate many people might not want to do that in 2020, but I feel like we're still living this weird time dilation of 2020 where it just feels like there's before archaeology and after archaeology.
Well, it's kind of appropriate for a clip show, right? Because we hope that 2020 is like a clip in that clip show and a like bloopers reel of bad years, right? Like it just happens, and if we ever do have to look back on it, it's going to be like as a clip, like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, who would ever thought you would have a plague from China sweep the world in 2020, right?
I mean, 2020 is like the equivalent of like a nutshot video from like somebody doing a rail grind on a skateboard or something, you know.
Just, I mean, like, the only thing bam. people are going to really think went right, depending on your perspective, is that the U.S. election went one way, and you know, if it went the other way and you're upset about that, then you're going to say, yeah, that's right on brand for 2020. It's the most 2020 outcome that people could have anticipated with that, but. This is the clip show, and that means that we're going through a whole load of clips. And, you know, most of these clips are outtakes from within the episode. We have some pre-show episodes, some post-show clips as well. So,
big dumps of clips, Shane.
Yeah, big dumps of clips coming in. And, of course, our Patreon supporters have an idea of what's on the way because they've had access to this ever since the beginning. And, you know, we have so many wonderful Patreon supporters, and I'd just like to say a big thank you to everybody, and I say everybody. Normally we only thank the people who sign up for the thanking tier, but I'm just going to say thank you to all the Patreon supporters on voice here for supporting us this year and enabling everything we've done for RSBNB Update this year. The monthly bits have been tremendous. The roundtables have been wonderful, and, you know, each and every week we thank our Patreon supporters, but there's also in the list of show notes, there's a list of other Patreon supporters whose names we don't read out. And I'd just like to say thank you to you guys as well for doing this. And at this point, I think there's like 38 of you or something like that, some number that I never thought we'd get for this. So thank you so much, everyone. Thank you. It means a lot to us.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. I mean, it makes you feel good about the work you put in.
It means we're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want to check out the monthly bits, you want to check out the roundtables or any of that, you can just find it at patreon.com/RSBNB. We might release a supercut. We might, you know, pick a monthly bit from each quarter and release it to the public as kind of a teaser of what you get if you subscribe as a Patreon member. That'll be something we do in the new year. But
we're going to have a Snyder cut?
I mean,
or a Shane cut?
That'd be good. That'd be good. I like the sound of that. But we're going to begin. And, you know, as with the clip show, these clips potentially are uncensored. So this episode will carry an explicit tag out of an abundance of caution. So if you're easily offended by those kind of things, or you don't want to hear that, this is an episode you might want to move forward through. But everybody has been warned at this point. So let us begin, and we're going to start off our adventure on episode 760. The second episode of 2020 back in January. And, you know, you had some words for people, for the community at large. Only use this thread for suggestions on this topic. It's not a time to post bugs, he says, or ask about how a piece of content works. And he says, try to avoid devaluing existing content. Try to avoid making the Mac skill the requirement to be a functional RS player. It should be fun and enticing, and it should not be vital.
You think it's so easy, fuckers. You try it. Here. You try not to devalue other stuff. Let's see what you got. Come on.
That was after... That was after the community got one of Mod Jack's famous takes.
Was that a tweet of his?
No, it was them talking on stream about what they should do with the Max Guild.
Oh, that's right.
Which they never did anything at the end. That's still a bit of low-hanging fruit. But we also talked about that episode, how exactly the Maxscape should be represented in-game, and you had some ideas on this. Now the question is just, how do you represent it graphically?
Well, you know, I think you should.
How?
A ruler.
Oh, okay. All right, fair enough. Ay, ay, ay. And just if folks weren't clear, what did you mean by ruler?
I mean... This is a clip show, right? So all bets are off.
Yeah.
This is the biggest dick waving game there is out there, so you might as well have a ruler attached to you at all times. I stand by that. I still stand by that.
Yeah, and that's precisely why I don't wear the Max Cape. Even though I own it, but... Anyways, moving forward in time, 2 weeks to episode 762, War's Retreat launched this week, and, well, people had their own name for the PVM hub.
What do you think of all the P-Hub memes?
I haven't seen those, thankfully.
Well, basically, like, everyone who made... Well, I mean, I won't say everyone, but most of the people who made videos... Or most of the PVMers who made videos about the PVM hub just did the Pornhub. But yeah, so it's the P hub.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, like Wazzy did it. Wazzy did it. I think the RS guy did it.
No.
Yeah, everyone did it. It's pretty funny.
No.
I didn't mention it because I wasn't sure if you'd want me to.
No, I didn't. I don't
want you to.
I wouldn't want you to on the show, no.
Yeah. But it's just like really bad Photoshop. They just like put like a blank, like a white square over the ORL.
Oh, but that's the best. Oh, but that's classic RS memes. Like that's how we do. The trashier, more scuff the meme, the better. Like, oh, that's great. It's like putting Shane's face on a Trump. You don't take time doing that. You just do it.
And this is some of the stuff that we talk about in pre-show.
I was just thinking, man, I love having David here. Someone to get in trouble with.
Yeah, there's more of that later on in the clip show. You were also very nice to the PVM community on this episode.
Uh-oh. I mean, I'm even being nice to the PVM community. And, like, that's my favorite group to try to pick on just because they pick on everybody. And I can't even do that anymore because I've had so much damn fun this week with their update.
Someone's got a clip show that or something.
And we did. And we did. Did you have fun with the PVM Hub?
I did when it came out, yeah. Yeah, I haven't done much because, I mean, archaeology happened, you know. But
yeah, archaeology happened.
But it was fun in the wait, you know.
Yeah, all right. And then we talked about, bringing Seren Stones into the current decade.
Well, I've always been an advocate for a passive way to play and an active way to play.
Right.
And that was what mining was supposed to have. Now, you know,
and Seren Stones are going to be lit again with this. Sorry, I just used that word.
Shade. Look at Shade. Yeah, it's going to be off the hook.
I don't know. David's probably the youngest one here. So how are we doing with that?
Great.
Are we woke, man?
Yeah, couldn't be more woke.
All right, continue.
Where are we at?
I don't know. Seren Stones for AFK mining.
Yeah.
And that was cut out from the show because it was such a departure, and it kind of derailed what we were talking about there. But hey, I mean, we try and get down with the Gen Z lingo, right?
Hey, we have fun. We have fun here.
It really is. It really is. And, you know, one thing Tannis and I really like talking about in our pre and post shows is current events. And the next clip comes from 763, and that was called Trickle Down RuneScape. Another one of our favorite things to talk about. We were commenting on the on President Trump's State of the Union address.
So
let's have a fun listen to this one.
Cause he made it a fucking game show. He's like, guess what? I brought your husband back, and you get a scholarship.
That's exactly what I thought. You get a scholarship. You get a medal. You get a medal. Ugh. That's exactly what I thought when he was doing it.
Yeah. Well, he was loving it, dude. He was like in his element. I'm like, no.
Oh. One of my favorite things over the past 4 years has been to watch your guys' president down there. Just because of it was such entertainment.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you'd love to see how like tormented I was week to week at whatever dumb shit happened.
No. That State of the Union, though, was right out of a reality TV show. Wonderful, wonderful showmanship on there, and I use that in a way, saying that it's an act that was put on. You can agree or disagree with what was done, but it was a show nonetheless. And one thing I hope he does after he leaves office is picks up a stand-up comedy routine somewhere.
Well, you know, it definitely was a show all the way to getting voted off the island. Hashtag you're fired.
No one's really said that yet to him, I doubt. I bet.
Yeah, no, probably not.
Episode 764 is our next clips, plural. Old Yeller and the Slime, Diana was guesting on that one. We were talking about the Valentine's Day quest. And in pre-show,
that was my one moment of glory, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were talking about indulging ourselves in pre-show. Alrighty, well, let's get going then.
Hold on, Tyler Shane.
You're right there.
Cut it down. Well, you know, he likes to indulge before the show.
No. No. What exactly would I be indulging on, dare I ask?
Dude, we know pre-show you get ready like Joe Rogan, man.
No, I do no such thing.
It's okay, you're Canadian.
Absolutely not. Never. I pass on anything that gets inhaled into me. Our next one, I was talking about macOS, and Diana really thought that, you know, I deserved a participation medal for what I said, or a balloon. This was a fun clip. macOS was set up in such a way that there was exactly one place to change a setting in the operating system and one way to get to that setting. But it's dithered over time and it's become more like Windows. And I don't really like that. I like the old classic versions of macOS in that regard. Anybody who used macOS in the day will know what I'm talking about. Which I don't know. I assume that is neither of you two.
No.
Can I help you there, Sam?
Yeah. You know, I'm going to be coming up on 2 decades soon of using macOS as my primary OS.
Wow.
Would you like a balloon?
No.
I love this chick. It's awesome. I love it.
Why would I want a balloon for that?
Sorry, you just sound so proud of it. Like...
Well, yeah, I think it is in a Windows world.
Oh, you poor oppressed Mac users.
Hey, we wouldn't be using...
Sorry, Shane, that was mean.
We wouldn't still be using it if it wasn't Unix-based. I'll give you that.
Okay.
All right, back to the patch notes. Sorry about that, everybody. She fit in so well with that, didn't she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good old Diana F. Sass.
It's perfect. Perfect. And then, of course, this was also the episode in which we were talking about further nerfs to the mining and smithing skill, and you got kind of animated.
This is something that's starting to drive me crazy, because I'm starting to figure out that, like content... It's not like it's dead content. Jagex shoots it. It takes it out back and shoots it.
Well,
like, yes.
You know, just
why would you ever bean farm now? I will never bean farm now. They took it out back like old Yeller and shot it in the head.
But okay, bean farming.
Yeah. Well, I get animated when it comes to nerfs, man. It gets my blood boiling, especially because that was a strategy I had been using for a year.
Right.
And I never got the payoff. I was like, you know, like Sting and his wife, you're just going through the motions. No payoff.
And that's such a Midwestern way of putting it, you know, like taking them out back and shooting them.
Well, you know.
Final clip from this episode comes from the post show, I believe. Maude Osborne was effectively an overseer in guiding the direction of that story, but the main developers of Plague's End were John A. Of course, I almost said posthumously because that's what you call someone who's dearly departed, but he didn't die. He just left.
He just left. Stuart W. He's not dead, Shane.
I know. Some J. Maude made a similar mistake on a live stream or something like that before. Oh, he's gone on to a better place.
Oh.
Someone has left.
What?
Gone to a better place.
I think it was Maude Ash on an old school team was asked about someone who left, and he said, oh, he's gone on to a better place. But nice. Of course, we know what someone going on to a better place means.
Yeah.
But that's not what he meant, of course. But anyways, we were just talking about posthumously honoring Quest developers there. That's what that was about.
I remember that now.
Yeah. Next clip, we move forward 3 weeks to episode 767 in March. And we were talking about the purchase of Xerox because they started a hostile takeover bid for HP. On that episode, and you had some thoughts on Xerox. You know what this is, right?
No.
Okay. Well, here we are. But there's, I think, a very good chance that it will with this.
Well, that's the trend. I mean, like I said, I'm very skeptical of that kind of consolidation.
Yeah.
I think it's good. But at the same time, you know what? Xerox holds a special place because that was the first thing to take a picture of my butt. Oh. In the teacher's lounge.
Really?
In my high school. Yeah, we didn't do mass shootings back then. We did mass moonings, and what's better than the Xerox picture of your ass?
Oh, God. Woo! Oh, God. You can't be serious.
I'm serious as a heart attack, dude.
Oh, my God.
Totally did that. Printed off about 100 copies.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Twitter
it only cost one Saturday school.
Twitter has a new piece of technology for their tweets called ephemeral fleets. And there we are with a quick transition away from that.
That was my only guess beforehand. I was like, well, you said Xerox. I was like, I got a funny story about Xerox. Turns out I already told it.
Yeah, you did. Episode 768, David joined us again, talking about the Master Crafting event and the Road to Archaeology, Part 1, and we were talking about filling up the can. Catch up on your podcast, and we're here this week with another RSBNB Update episode, filling up the can if you got a backlog, but... nonetheless, we got lots to talk about this week, don't we, Tanis?
Did you just say listen to us while you're filling up the can?
I meant if you have a can of RSBNB updates, that's in the backlog.
Oh, okay.
Like, have you ever heard the expression, another episode in the can?
I've heard you say that.
Yeah, that goes back from the days of film when, you know, they would shoot on reel-to-reel, and then when they would finish, they'd pop it in the film canister.
Okay.
And here you thought some other can was being filled up.
Isn't that what you usually do, Shane?
No, not in this case.
Not in this case. I know.
Next up, moving on to episode 771, The Day Everything Changed, the release, or The Week Everything Changed, the release of Archaeology, Digging Archaeology. Wonderful episode with Sirion and Earth. Content, and that is, of course, because the new archaeology skill is here. Finally, this is something we've been waiting for a long, long time, hasn't it been, guys?
I guess. Maybe.
Announced.
Okay.
September.
Okay, cut. We're not doing that. That's not energetic enough for this.
Oh, my Lord.
Take two.
Actually, I have to agree.
You guys sound like you're going to a friggin' funeral, for Christ's sakes.
All right. Go again, director.
In 3, 2, 1, engage. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us for another...
Cut.
All right. In 3, 2, 1, engage. I think that was our toughest start in the entire year.
I think that's... Yeah, we don't... That doesn't usually... We don't
no,
usually...
we don't, start we don't normally restart. No, we just go and... you know, I didn't want to start off a new skill launch and make it sound like, you know, oh, we're incredibly depressed about that.
That, well, yeah... That's true.
Because it's turned out to be nothing like that.
No. That reminded me of like last week's discovery. Like, Shane, I think you need to find you a word for go.
Yeah, you're right. Well, we should. Yeah,
like Captain Sir.
Yeah, I should come up with my own word. But we got another clip from this episode. You know, this is also when toilet paper was in short supply, and apparently they call it something else in the UK. At least a month worth of archaeology-based content. Maybe more. I don't
what?
Know.
What?
Yeah.
You stockpiled my loo paper then. Jeez.
Yeah. Did you just say loo paper?
Yeah.
You don't call that toilet
paper? I don't
know
paper. Who loo is, but if he's got paper...
Loo paper is how the British people call toilet paper, you
oh
Seriously?
Yeah, well, we're barbarians. You need to just spill it out.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Toilet is a gross word. We say loo.
All right, fair enough.
A gross word.
That's because I said we had a whole month of archaeology content, and lo and behold, it's turned out to be way more than a month, hasn't it, Tanis?
Just finished.
And then, of course, toilet paper shortage in Earth saying, oh, you're a gross word. I love when he does that. But don't tell him that. Okay. Episode 771 continues. Earth brought in the RSBNB sound bot.
So Tanis, you're regretting not being able to mess with Shane?
Yeah, I really was hoping we could do that on April Fools and stuff.
Is that a
HP OfficeJet Pro 6978 wireless all-in-one instant ink ready printer?
Must resist urge to
come.
I'm coming.
I'm coming.
I'm fucking coming
behind you.
Stop. Oh god, I'm coming.
That's going to the clip show. Sirion has no idea what
it's
that was.
No, no, nope. I'm pretty lost.
That's what you miss at RSBNB gaming nights.
That's what you get for being in the stupid side of the world.
That's right.
All right, game face back on. What's next? All right, patch notes. All right, let me explain this clip. So, in the RSBNB Discord server, we have a soundbot that we use on our gaming nights. And this soundbot has a bunch of recordings of my voice on it. And those are clips of that I've said over the past, 4 or 5 years or so of various things that I might have seen and read on screen. And then the fine people who are in the server, led by Earth, of course, have stitched that together to make sound clips like that.
Hilarious.
As you can tell from the various different inflections of all of the sounds that were stitched.
It was the best. That's my clip of the year right there. Jesus.
All right, you're gonna have to tell.
I almost forgot.
You're gonna have to tell Earth about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moving on to 772 right now. Meow. That's a gathering skill. Where we talked about archaeology from the skilling side with Brew, and I busted your bubble. All right.
You were the kid that was like, "Hey, we forgot to turn our homework in, huh?"
Yes.
You were
yes,
that kid.
I was. I was. How'd you know?
Just a guess.
You're right. The due date was today. Here's my assignment. 5 minutes before class is due to end.
Yeah, and the rest of us were like, fucking
yep.
Seriously? God damn it.
Yeah. You're right. You pegged me for exactly the right person there. Did you not know that before?
I no. I guess not.
Oh, okay.
I think I got you down now, Shane.
Exactly. Moving on to 773, leveling up Shattered Worlds. This was the Shattered Worlds Ninja Strike episode, and we also heard the rebranding about Double XP Live, and that we weren't getting a standard Double XP weekend again. And you had a good analogy for this.
Overall, I don't think it's going to destroy the game.
No, it's not going to do that. It's not going to.
I don't think anyone's really going to care. This, what it feels like, Shane? You ever heard of them parents like catch your kids smoking? They say, "Here, sit down, and smoke the whole pack." They're making us smoke the whole fucking pack, which is fine because I like a smoke every once in a while. So I'm just saying, it's kind of what it feels like. I'm like, "Oh, you like Deluxe P weekends? Yeah, have another one."
I just want to go into one. Did it turn out that way?
I mean, no, but that is pretty funny.
All right. We also talked about what happens when children grow up and start playing. They engage with this. But I think for parents who are, you know, especially dealing with children who are growing up.
I prefer that. We should include leveling up in the name of the show.
But, you know, it gives parents a warning, and children level up, don't they?
Well, Shane's robot children will, but...
Also on 773, this was near the end of our archaeology skill of the month, and, you know, that graph had one specific trajectory.
Now, look at that graph, Shane.
I know.
Have you noticed how that looks like, okay, that's like a COVID graph, right? Like, the bottom people were like, that's like South Korea and Singapore. They took it real damn serious and were prepared, and they're kind of, you know, they flattened the curve. And then there's the next tier, which was kind of like, you know, like the places that put in social distancing.
Then we got Brew, who has done.
And then we got Brew, who just said, screw it. He's in a 4x4 driving around Michigan's capital and shit, apparently. Just let it spike, baby. Let it spike.
Oh, it's amazing to see a full competition like this. We don't have an opportunity to do these that often because there's no new skills, but very fun indeed.
Yeah, this is real.
That was the best skill of the month.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was awesome. It's always fun to do those when there's a skill launch. But
yeah, and there's no double XP involved.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a start from the board. Yeah.
774. Oops, they dropped it. This is where Zent was on. We talked about the environment of archaeology, and you can see we're just running right through this at the end of April right now. And one thing people might not be aware of is we edit most of these out, but Tanis resides in a dwelling with two beagles, and sometimes they make an appearance. We just had not too long ago.
What? Okay.
We normally wait for those, don't we, Tanis? Say.
Eh? Yeah, those haven't been happening anymore. You can tell it's quarantine. We're quarantine time, so nobody knows has any concept.
Yeah, I'm lucky to have gotten a little bit of time quiet to do this.
Do you?
How hectic it's been around here recently.
Do you have to walk them beagles, Tanis?
Oh, they're beagles.
You can't. It's hard to walk a beagle. You kind of got to let it run.
Beagles are so cute.
They're the lovingest ass dog I've ever seen in my life. Like,
I love their floppy ears.
And he's got two of them, so it's quite noisy from time to time.
It's been better since we had the later time, but yeah, they're confused too. We're all confused. Is it all I know? Is it coffee time or wine time? Which one? I know there's a break at some point.
I think we're getting close to wine time, right?
Yeah. Yes, we are.
And that
Man,
is just
isn't it crazy. Like,
that's just continued for the entire year.
We thought, I mean, gosh, it was bad then, and now it's just like, wow. But, you know, like the BG said, so far, we stayed alive. And on cue. And on cue.
That's not
Couldn't
a clip.
Have planned it. That's not a clip.
Oh, just let it run. Let it run. Oh, I'm going to move on. I think we had one of these last year. Maybe they heard it. That's it.
No, that's an outside. That's definitely.
Oh, okay.
That's definitely something. They've seen a person walking or something. I don't know. They are loving dogs, though. I mean, the little girl beagle, she's small, and she gives me hugs now. She puts her like paws on each side of my neck and will like tuck her head under my chin. Like she's,
oh, that's very
yes.
nice.
I'm telling you. Yeah, they're the lovingest dogs.
Also, continuing on that episode, we had another clip called Just the Tip thing, as they did for the staff piece. Becomes more common as you level up.
Now, was that just the tip, Shane?
You know, I was reading the notes this week, and I knew someone was going to ask that. I didn't think it would be you, but okay. Okay.
What, did you expect it to be me?
Well, no, I just thought it would be someone. I mean, I was thinking it was going to be on the show, but I was just thinking it was going to come from somewhere in the producer's chat, you know?
Where's the fun in that, Shane?
And Zan, you're always on your best behavior, so no, it's not you.
Right.
We're, of course, referring to the Spear of Annihilation tip there. Of which, in the last 2 weeks, I've got two of them.
Got two. Two this time.
Yeah. And you know, also, sometimes, you know, people just like to break into song and post-show, and here we go.
How about, oops, they dropped it.
What'd they drop?
The drop rate.
Oh.
That's the biggest...
They dropped it. And it's also funny because mental health, the drop.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Big brain.
So they dropped it or oops, they dropped it?
Oops, they dropped it.
Oops, all right. They dropped it again.
There's always a reference, pop culture reference for something, isn't there?
Should be.
Yeah, so... Thank you, Zant, for that one. Moving on to episode 775, Pay Yourself to Play, May 1st, 2020. And this one is Tannis. Says that it's accomplished what it needs to do.
Yeah.
So.
It's gonna be May.
Oh, please don't.
Come on, Shane.
No.
It's gonna be May.
No. Ugh. Were you a fan of that song growing up?
No, I hear it all the time from the missus.
Okay.
I joke. Yeah.
I always get confused. Is that NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
Oh, I think it's NSYNC. It's the meme, man. It's Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, sure. And I can never tell them apart. But anyways, that's a topic for a different day.
JT.
Episode 776 was a big one as well, because that was, of course, a May episode. But also in that episode, that is when the RuneScape iOS beta arrived, and we gained access to it. And this was a fun episode, and, you know, it raised lots of questions that you had, apparently.
Yeah.
I have something here called an iPhone 5S running iOS 12.
For real?
Yeah. With my Apple ID on it.
Did they, like... Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
That's the phone I took when I went to the... One of the phones I took when I went to the UK. And it worked.
How many phones you... carry with you, Shane? What, you got burners? What else is going on here besides
podcasting? I had my main one, which was I put a UK SIM in it, and that's what I use for my camera and, you know, the data there. But I did bring this one along, just in case anybody needed to get in contact from home, because it would be on a different number, right?
Oh no! The only people I know with multiple phones, Shane, are drug dealers and pimps. And I don't think you do drugs, so I don't know what shit going on.
Oh, let's not go there. Wait, that sounds really bad, doesn't it? Oh, what have I just opened myself up to?
Memes, Shane. You opened yourself up to the memes.
Yeah, I think we already got one of those, don't we? Oh, boy. All right. Live stream? And no, I don't do either of those. And I think we can leave that one there.
Need to come up with a meme, though.
Yeah, you do that. Moving on, we have episode 778, 2 weeks after that. This was our first lore archaeology episode, The Infernal Source. And, you know, this was one that really took off and set us up for what we just finished last week. Fun episode with Sirion and Diana. And here's a little clip from pre-show. You guys are hang on. You guys just keep talking for a minute. For some reason, you both are coming through really hot right now.
Well, are you recording?
Yeah.
Let me explain why we're coming to really hot. You know, hot is, how do you explain it? It's me, basically. How would you think of me? That's hot. So,
hey, Sarah, would you say, do I make you horny, baby? Come on. Do I make you horny, baby? Do I? Come on, say it. Say it.
Should I come back later? Do you guys want to sort this out?
Wow, the temperature just rose here by not a minute. I'm not sure if it's the weather or...
Hey, you're off. Turn that fan on.
Oh, I better turn that fan on.
Can you bring them to another recording room, please, Shane? Let them get it over with.
And it's so funny for multiple reasons, but I'll bring it back
amazing.
Now.
They allowed back in.
Oh, shoot.
You done? Shoot.
Oh, God. Okay.
I think so. I was actually away from my desk, so I was like, whoops. My goodness.
One comment about audio levels, and it goes that direction.
Of course. And I remember, like, I wanted to hear Sirion say it because he has the accent. I'm like, come on, man, give me the Austin Powers line.
What line are you thinking of?
The one I said.
Oh, okay. I obviously don't remember that then from the show.
Oh.
All right. Also, that episode, I tried to speak French. Why am I getting ads in Spanish? That is weird. Or no, that's French.
Okay. That, Shane?
Yeah.
Well, you're in Canada, so yeah. It's one of the two languages there.
Concevez un appli d'exception avec un de service gratuit.
I feel like I've just had a stroke.
Yeah.
You call me.
That was an ad offering some kind of free services. I don't remember exactly what it was, but that's just what I can get from the French that we heard there. And that is a very, very, very poor French accent. Those are French words, but very poor French accent on my part.
Yeah, it sounded like a Spanish accent to me.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know how you manage that one, Shane.
Fair enough. Fair enough. On episode 781, we did our second lore episode, this one talking about the Avian Seas and Stormguard Citadel and some rather unfortunate effects of things that happened there. Wanted to hear about is that, you know, we got that little nugget on the edge about Armadale's husband at the end of Endgame, like you said, but nobody really had the explanation gone further of what happened to him or where he is now. We knew that something bad obviously happened, but now we got the full picture here.
Mm.
Bird flu.
Oh, God, Tannis.
What was that?
Bird flu.
Oh, God. No, barbecue.
Oh. God, that's even worse.
Kentucky Fried Aviancy.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
All right, I'm gonna rely on you to get this back on track. Aye, aye, aye. From bad to worse, hey? Yeah. Yeah, and you know, maybe the next clip also has to deal with that, because we did also talk about the ice scene and what exactly was going on in the mythology they were based on. I got it.
The Greek were raunchy as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
You don't see that in the ice scene.
Yeah.
Zamorak's got all that.
The question is, why was the dirty one the Zamorak one?
Have you seen his abs? Have you seen the abs on that?
No. Alrighty.
Yeah.
Make it divine and then make it sexy. That's Zamorak.
Yeah, I'm not seeing a problem there, Shane.
No, we're good. Showtime. And this was, of course, comparing. We did a bit further comparison after that. After that episode ended, we talked a bit about the differences between all the factions and whatnot, and, you know, compared to what we've saw before in the Infernal Source and where we were going after with Everlight. And yeah, you know, as Sirion said, the Icene are very, 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 very raunchy. So I think that was a good clip on that one. Moving on to episode 783, Hooly Hoo, talking about ARM-based Macintosh computers. And you know what the bright side about this is? Is that people who get one of these Macs, these new ARM-based Macs, when they arrive and they want to play RuneScape, you're going to have a RuneScape client that actually works. And works as well as RuneScape on an iPhone does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the funniest thing to come out of all. Is that Mac OS will finally have a RuneScape client that
will work. You get audio and everything. I mean,
the whole shebang.
Wow. Oh, cool.
I was watching this, and I just started laughing because you know how many times I complain about the Mac client on RS, right?
Oh yeah. I mean it's. Wasn't all that long ago, you're like, no sound. Great.
I might need to move to Windows for this. And lo and behold, you know, by the end of the year, the Mac client has improved a lot. The ARM-based Macintosh computers are out, and I really haven't had a chance to try one yet, so I don't know what's going to exactly happen with the RuneScape client on the ARM Macs. But hey, I mean, it's very, very positive going forward. You ready for the next clip? We got two from pre-show on episode 784, Crouching Ninja Hidden Peg, where David joined us yet again.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know where we're going, right?
I think. Oh, so that did it for pre-show, huh? We're just going to jump into it?
No, I'm finding the question in my stack here of stuff after being disoriented by this conversation.
Hey, cut that out for a nibble. We'll call it the nipple. The weekly nipple.
Jesus.
Jesus is not here, Shane. I'm sorry.
Not here.
Not on this Discord server.
You know, this could have been a Christian Discord server. We know many people who are religiously minded.
That's true. It could have been. It may once have been.
RSBNB does not favor one religious denomination over another. And, you know, I just thought that would be an interesting comment to make because I don't know what the hell you guys were discussing. But it might be in this next clip.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could have clipped that whole show, man.
Yeah, we clipped the whole pre-show.
Riot.
Tannis, do you want to be at the top end or the bottom?
I'm more of a top, Shane.
All right, so you will have Madhouse SC, Peachy XO, down to Wang King with 120 Dungeoneering on the 30th.
Okay.
Hey, don't knock it till you've tried it, Tannis.
What are you guys talking about?
Shane, you just asked me if I wanted to be at the top or the bottom
of this achievements list. What's the unintended consequence there?
Do you want to break the news to him, dude?
Well, you know, you've got tops and you've got bottoms, right, Shane? So
like,
so
like clothing
items, kind of one or the other. Yeah, sort of like clothing items.
All right.
Yeah.
We always get the achievement list ready, and that's never been a problem before. And, you know, it took a while, but I gathered what you were going for there.
I love, that's why I love having David on, because, like, he knows, like, the jokes that you don't get, and that's what makes it funny. And but he knows. I find it's the little things in life, and that's
yeah, it's the little things. All right, episode 786. This was middle of July. I think you were out on some vacation or something like that. It was just myself and Siri on. The episode title for this was "Okay, Zoomer." And
oh god!
And I'm gonna say this, and you know,
sling them a follow, Daddy-O.
That's oh, right. That's boy. What they said for Gen Z. RuneScape is coming to TikTok, and they've got a hefty bank of memes to show off. So if you, too, are down with the kids, then you'd better beat feet. Beat feet? Beat feet to our profile and sling us a follow, Daddy-O.
I've never felt older than reading this, I think.
And to be fair, I think you and I, when is the start of Gen Z?
I think officially I'm the millennial generation.
That's what you missed that episode.
Yeah. That's sad.
And as far that's as I know, sad. Let me just have a look at this. I don't know that they've actually posted anything on the RuneScape TikTok since they launched it. Yeah, there's one Christmas
say,
one, and that's it.
Yeah,
we didn't hear anything else on that, so. Unfortunate. But it also continued. We also talked about Mr. Mordeaux, and I identified him by skin color by accident. The big demon guy. What's the demon teacher's name again?
The demon teacher?
Yeah, the lesser demon teacher guy with the glasses. Mr. Mordeaux. Mr. Mordeaux.
That's not a demon.
What is he then? He's a lesser demon. He's a lesser demon.
Mr. Mordaunt?
Yeah, Mr. Mordeaux. I thought he was a lesser demon.
Mr. Mordeaux is a very old, friendly, and wise draconic professor.
Oh, so he's a dragon. Okay, whoops.
Race, fairy dragon / red dragon.
Oops. And here I thought he was a lesser demon. Maybe it's because he was red. Anyways.
Can't judge someone just by the color of their skin, Shane.
I honestly forgot in the moment of that clip that he was a dragon. And we kind of learned that with the Orthon episode recently, too. So, yeah. Anyways,
right, yeah.
Mr. Mordeaux is well appreciated. And our final clip for this episode involved taking far too long to record the teaser just because of how absurd it was. This week on RSPNB Update, I can't.
Here we go.
Okay. This week on RSPNB Update, pull up as we discuss some dank PAG changes, including some improvements to treasure trails. Are they lit or big yikes? We also talk about how Hardcore Iron Man was yeeted from the game and share early thoughts on the beach. I've never had that much of a problem recording a teaser.
Well, usually do pretty quick.
And for what it's worth, Sirion wrote that teaser.
Blame Sirion.
Yep.
He's not here. Shame blames him.
Exactly. Moving on to episode 789, The Puddings in the Details. This one I did with Earth. And Where were you at the beginning of August? It seems like you went missing. I don't know. Anyways,
I don't remember.
Let's hear what we got.
All right, I'm ready to go.
In three, just double check the recordings. In three, two, one. Hello, everybody. Almost choked there. In three, two, one. And that's the other kind of stop that we have, but even those are rare, too, these days.
Yeah,
so,
pretty much.
But, you know, sometimes you don't hear these things, and all these clips have gone out, of course, to the Patreon supporters. So patreon.com/RSBNB if you're interested in gaining access to the 2021 clips before everyone else. We also have other clips from this episode. How do you discuss it, or how do you say it? Is it protein or protean? For like,
protein.
For the planks. Protein. All right. Here's what Earth had to say. So I think we balance the edge of sanity on this one. Proteins have also been improved so that they're
what?
Proteins.
Proteins?
Yeah, protein packs, like protein skilling packs.
Like a steak?
Like the protein hides. And the protein energy and the protein cogs. Is that not the way it's supposed to be pronounced? Protein?
I've always read it as protean.
All right.
But
and I
guess nothing else, I think the emphasis should be on a different part of it, so you're not saying protein.
Well, you know, I like taking shortcuts in the way I speak from time to time, so we'll just leave that. He had never heard it called that before.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I've always said it. I think that's how you've always said it. I think it'd be interesting to get a consensus on that from the listeners there. And you know, I also messed up another saying at the end of the show. What's the saying? The evidence is in the details, or the pudding's in the details, or something to that effect.
The devil's
in the details. Thank you. I'm not sure where pudding came in from, even though pudding is good from time to time, providing it's not tapioca. But
oh my god,
we're going to be having a big discussion on this in 45 days or so to see if this actually progresses forward. Or we were talking about the TikTok ban at that point, and you know, I think what I was going for is the proof is in the pudding and the devil's in the details.
Yeah, I think so, but you kind of had a Biden moment. Pudding? I like pudding.
Well, yeah, it's very good. As long as
I like tapioca, but I like pudding.
As long as there's no like chunky rice bits in it, it's good. Oh God, there's a thing. Speech patterns being compared to Joe Biden. And here's a rather long one when Earth did pick of the week on this episode, and it, I don't know, I kind of just face-bombed at it and rolled with it. So you've been keeping this one close to your chest, and it's your pick of the week. What is your pick of the week for this week?
Well, there's this website that I purchased the domain name for a while ago, and I finally got around to setting it up. And that is ShaneSucks.org.
Really?
Click it.
It links to RSBNB.com. Well, thank you for the free advertisement to RSBNB. I appreciate it. And you went with a .org, too.
Yeah, because it sounds more official.
And would you care to clue the listeners into why this is a running joke?
Isn't that obvious? You suck.
Enough to do a podcast and, you know, have producers and to, you know, care about our listeners and hopefully. And you know what I hope this serves as? I hope this serves as a reminder out there to the listeners here at RSBNB that we don't take each other seriously. That we don't take each other seriously here. And that, you know, despite you having that domain name now, it doesn't change the fact that I asked you to come on the show this week. And you have done an impeccable job at doing this. And so much so that, you know, your Legends episode that we did last month was actually really, really good in terms of the reviews that it got. So despite the fact that Earth picked up this domain name, which I refused out of the name of, just know that he is very much appreciated here at RSBNB for everything that he does.
I want to point out to everyone listening that I'm so great. I just told this man he sucks, and he told me what a great person I am.
That's because we know it's endearing.
I have to admit, that wasn't the reaction I was expecting from you. I'll take it.
Well, I mean, what else would you have me do? Would you have me, like, storm off and not do this show and say that you're being horribly abusive to the owner of the website?
Oh, nothing so dramatic. That sounds more like something I'd do. No, not even that.
How do you feel about that, Tannis?
I forgot that he did. Oh, man. If there's one person that gives you copious amounts of shit, it is Reed.
But still is very endearing.
So do you, in fact, still suck, Shane?
I don't know. Listeners? Yes, no, maybe so? Ay, all right. That's just the way it works here behind the scenes, everyone. What you see is what you get. On the show, it's exactly the same way when we run things behind the scenes. So I like that authenticity. Next up, we move on to episode 793 in World Guardians. Big day out this time, covering Everlight and where I'd like to be, personally, time-wise. And think of how many RuneScape subscriptions were bought off these, because pay by SMS was big back in the day, too.
Oh, bless.
Gosh, yeah, good old times. I kind of miss these phones.
We're longing for the good old days, as they say.
You old fucks. I kind of miss these phones.
No, I miss my iPhone 4.
Why?
Well, you have reason for accessibility.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't miss my butter churn. I mean,
hey,
you know?
Hand churned butter is some of the best butter you can have. Have you ever churned butter?
No, I can't say that.
I have.
But you don't have to, right? You do have grocery stores with, like, I don't know, butter.
Yeah.
Right?
But there's just nothing as good as, you know, fresh baked bread out in the stone oven and hand churned butter.
If Shane sounded old when he said that, you know, when phones were just phones, that just got superseded by this.
Right. I, back in the day, went on, I think it was, you know, we came home at the end of each day, but we went on effectively a 3-day field trip to this place here where you would do as they did in the 1800s. And of that included starting fires by rubbing two sticks together, milking cows, baking bread, and, of course, making butter. Oh, and candles.
Oh, but you didn't – did you do blacksmithing?
No.
Oh, man, that's fun.
That's been on my bucket list for a long, long time, trying to do
really
blacksmithing.
Cool. It's really cool. It's really hard. But it's
I think we just took the show from the 2020s to the 1820s here.
Yeah, right. That's where we are at now. We're like 2020? No. Let's go back to 1820.
I would live in the 1820s. I would live in the 1820s.
Siren's like, screw technology. We're going back to 1820. Shane's like, yeah, I'm cool with that, guys. I'll show you how to churn some butter.
Can't wait to die at the age of 25 from an infected tooth.
Oh no, I saw dental kits from that era too. They made it work.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No,
It'd be before the Civil War, before Canada was founded. Sounds like a great time.
Shane, you were probably always. Like, do you always feel like an old man and just a young person's body?
No, I wouldn't say that. It's more of a longing for simple, traditional ways.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But 100% truth behind that, you know, churning butter and being good butter and whatnot. So, yeah. I think that perhaps is one of the most amusing clips, something I really, really got a kick out of this year. So... hopefully you guys enjoyed that one as much as I did. And you know what time it's for, Tanis, right now?
The last clip?
No, it's not time for the last clip. We're not even there yet. Oh. We're heading on to episode 797, The Warden of RuneScape. This is an episode that you wanted for so long. It was amazing that we actually got this episode, and this is, of course, we're talking about when Mod Warden guested on the show, and we had a whole time to discuss with him pretty much everything RuneScape related about how he was influencing the game, his first year as executive producer. And I had a load of fun with that episode, didn't you?
My favorite, probably of all time so far.
Yeah, and what the listeners don't know is, you know, we effectively had a get to know you chat with Mod Warden beforehand, and it made it go easier into actually getting into the show, structuring the show, and building the show. But even as we went on into the episode itself, it was a very laid back, casual, fun experience. And you know, Mod Warden is somebody who is a pretty big nerd. He does his own rocketry. He is also a huge fan of Star Trek and Star Wars, and we have clips detailing both of those here, and we're going to start with the first one now.
I love that new engineer, though. She's a badass. Like, she's so straightforward.
Oh, the one that drilled into Tilly's head?
Yeah, I think so. Like, the one that they picked up, you know, from the...
from the ship. Hey. Hi, welcome back.
I heard Tilly. I'll give you a little side story.
Oh,
I used to be Tilly's babysitter.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, that's right. Her and her sister. Her sister has been a bit of a pop star in Canada as well. But
really,
her parents. Her parents lived in the same small town of East Selkirk, Manitoba, where I grew up.
What?
And it's so funny because she's an actor on the Handmaid's Tale as well. And it's like I'm like, wait, why does she look so? Oh my gosh! Like, she was probably like, you know, 14 months old, 16 months old when I used to babysit her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. Wow.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Amazing little stories that come out of Prairie Canada, eh? What did you think when you first heard that?
I was like, are you serious? Like, I couldn't believe it. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. And just for clarification, everybody, Selkirk, Manitoba is a small town in the province of Manitoba here in Canada with a population of about 10,000 people.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, that's where things get their start. And, you know, Mont Warden is, you know, quintessentially Canadian like that. And we had good discussions about that, too. But we also talked about his time working at LucasArts.
That's well. Here's another one. At Lucasfilm, I'm starting to get to know people in some meetings. I'm standing out talking to this guy. His name's Pablo Hidalgo. Pablo Hidalgo is probably the IP gatekeeper of all of Star Wars, right? Like, he's the guy that you got to convince to make something canon. And I actually got something made into Star Wars canon. So I'm standing and I'm talking with him, and it's like I was talking about Star Wars cards as a kid and how I loved the gum that came in the packs. And I said, where I grew up, the gum would always shatter because it was so cold. And this is where and he turns to me and goes, where are you from? I go, Central Canada. I go, where? And I go, Winnipeg. He goes, I'm from Winnipeg. And so, like, the guardian of the IP of Star Wars outside of George Lucas is this guy standing next to me, Pablo Hidalgo, learning for the first time that he's from my neck of the woods. And it's like, it's just kind of like a connected moment. And it's like, oh, yeah, it's great having a Canadian all the way down here. And here's another Canadian. Like,
that's one thing that Canadians are really good at. They're really good at finding each other on the international stage like that and making those connections like that. But, of course, you're probably more interested in the Star Wars angle.
Dude, there were things that he said that panned out to be true later on this year. And then I'll see things, I'll be like, oh, I bet that's what he's talking about. Like, yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah. Fun episode. And, you know, we recorded that one in advance before we released it, and I was also on the air that week recording a monthly bit, I think it was, with Sirion, and I was recording the teaser for the Mod Warden episode, and we had this fun little interaction. Thank our wonderful Patreon subscribers for this episode, which I don't have a list for.
You're so bad at this, Shane. Sirion, what are you doing in this episode? What's happening? The space-time continuum is broken.
Yeah, that's what it was. I wound up inserting the Patreon spot in after the fact on that at a very convenient point in the episode, and he was there with me on that, and he had the idea of interjecting like that. But nonetheless, fun episode. Fun episode.
Yes, you can't help yourself.
No. And episode 798, our mini archaeology lore group, talking about the lore of Warforge and the preview of the Orthon dig site. We gave ourselves the name the Lore Diggers, but in addition to that, we also had some fun little discussions in pre-show, too, regarding some social media applications.
Didn't have time for that shit.
Am I over? See, I thought it was just
like
circle.
The Dutch were so cool and open, like they still, you know, had human contact and touch.
No. We had our own social network, like a Dutch social network that was all of age back then, and sending each other a post was called sending each other a tickle.
Oh, that's
really inappropriate.
That's
if you think
weird.
About it.
Really?
Right. It's a bit inappropriate if you think about that.
That's a very uncomfortable way of phrasing it.
Yeah, I hope there's some age limits on who you could tickle.
The same word in some contexts can be mean as scribble. But, yeah. That was fun. Fun times. I did have one of those, and then tried deleting it, which I ended up managing after going to like 10 confirmation screens.
So two things from this, you know, the word squiggle means squiggle on someone's wall, translates closer to tickle. And then, you know, he just goes through how there are all those different confirmation screens about what would be required to delete it. Oh, that was fun.
Sure wish you'd been around to tickle Therion back then.
I was around back then.
Oh, you were there for tickle.
No, I wasn't there for the Dutch tickle. No.
Oh, you weren't there for the Dutch. What about the Canadian check?
No, we didn't do anything like that. No, we didn't do anything like that. I don't even know what the first social network to take off here would have been. Probably Facebook or something to that effect. Or no, MySpace. MySpace and Friendster. Those were the ones. I remember those ones. But also that episode, you know, we got ancient potion making with Orthon, and some of the potion names were just absolutely hilariously hard to say. During some of the early excavations, you get new potion recipes, including the Holy Agrovervload. Oh my god, there we go again!
Holy Agrovervload. Holy Agrovervload, Batman!
I need to start making a pronunciation key for these podcasts, or coming up with words that are only two syllables long. Holy Agrovervload is what we're going to go with at this point. And, you know,
Holy Agrovervload.
Yeah, it's easy to say now in hindsight, isn't it?
No, I still probably wouldn't. Okay. I'd probably mess up.
All right. And another word I had issues with. You get a chance to obtain Rex skeletal fragments when excavating, and these fragments will contribute to a paleontological good God, project. And here we thought we were going to have problems with the Warforged names. We didn't actually say many of those.
Paleontological.
Okay. I don't like big words. Mm-hmm. Two syllables is my limit.
That's a hard word.
Yeah, paleontology, and then add ickle at the end. So paleontological, I guess? I don't know. But in any case, it was 2 weeks after that Lore Diggers episode where Orthon actually came out, episode 800, Flying High with the Dragonkin, with Joe and Zant guesting, and this episode was a gold mine. For clips, wasn't it?
Ooh.
And we're actually gonna start with one of from the pre-show, and you can explain the context of this one. But I mean,
does anyone else think the artificer's measure just looks ugly?
I can agree with that, but mostly just because I'm not a fan of things that are overly busy.
Yeah.
But I think that's what they're going for.
Well, I mean, when you're cobbling in the leash and the scalpel and the flask and goggles together.
Yeah, what else are you going to do with it?
It's like my pediatrician told my cousin one time, two St. Bernards ain't going to make a poodle. True story.
Okay. True
story.
Wow. What the freak? All right. I had no idea what you meant by that until you explained it after the fact. But explain for the listeners what that means.
I have a cousin and his wife, and their son was above average and everything at that age when he's really young. I mean, height, weight, and they're just like, you know, couldn't believe that the doctor, who is now our pediatrician, because believe me, I loved it, looked at him and said, well, two St. Bernards ain't going to make a poodle because they're both pretty big people. So right then and there, we're like, yep, well, that's our pediatrician. Like, I don't think we even had Sophie by that time. So yeah.
And it continues on. It continues on with that episode, with the Moksha ritual site. Is that breathing?
On the pipe, man. They're meditating.
I thought that was one of y'all for a second.
I thought so too. That's why I had to ask.
I was meditating. No.
I was like, dang, one of y'all really likes this song.
I did like the song.
And not only was the Moksha ritual site used for controlling animals and trying to do some mind control methods on them, it was just the place where they really just chilled out.
Yeah, yeah. Expand their consciousness.
Yeah, through all means. Through all means is effectively what we learned when going through Orthon. And, you know, that continued. Well, Zand had a different term for what the Moksha ritual site was.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. It was like we had a little trip.
What was the Dragonkin hotbox?
What was that?
The Dragonkin hotbox.
Like that's it. What it is. That's why it's always doors.
Hot box or like hot pox?
Hot box.
Hot box.
Hot boxing with the Dragonkin.
Shane, do you know what hot boxing means?
No.
He has no idea. Like, come on.
Wow, he doesn't know what it means. Should we leave it like that or tell him?
Tell him to ask Reed.
No. All right, what are we doing for show title?
Dragonkin Hotbox.
Yeah, or hot boxing with Dragonkin.
He has to know what it means if we're doing that, doesn't he?
If he knows what it means, he won't do that.
It's literally just
where you smoke and you
smoke up a car so good you get high because there's fumes just in the car and it's like you can't see 5 inches in front of your face.
We are not doing that for the title.
Damn it.
See, Zant?
He's had a good number of moments on this episode, hasn't he? Yeah. Or this year. Oh, absolutely amazing. And, you know, I think just the fact we were able to explore that with the Dragonkin speaks volumes about what we saw with that. So,
yeah, I think it would have been a great title.
Yeah, yeah, but we went with Flying High instead. The next one comes from episode 801, The Spooky Muncher, our Halloween episode, and I completely missed this reference. Let's move on to Pestilence then, and this is the one that is located west of the Draenor Lodestone by Maggie's caravan, and you're making a soup, as he says. Yes, but it's a soup. It's a soup.
Dude, we so missed an opportunity here. Come on, man. Come on.
You're right.
Jagex could have went in on this. Why is that not a bat? Why is it not a bat? It should have been a bat, man.
Oh, no.
We don't know it came from a bat.
Okay, Q, for what to come from a laboratory.
Jeez. We don't know that.
It still would have been funny, right?
It would have been. And I didn't catch that until you mentioned that now.
It would have been hilarious. I'm like, come on, guys.
You didn't catch that they had something about a plague during a global pandemic?
I got the plague part, but I didn't tie it to real life.
And they're like, no, it's just a soup. It's just a soup, and it'll be good. That's like, yeah, it would have been. I'm like, oh, come on. Oh, some bat bones, something.
Yeah.
God, how did I miss that? You know, Jagex social commentary is the best. And, you know, I think it probably was intentional that they were talking about plague soup in a year there was a pandemic going on. I still think that, you know, like you said, mentioning bat would have been perhaps a bit too far.
I think it would have been hilarious, but I think there's a number of us JWs would have tried to take him to task for it, but, sometimes comedy,
you gotta ruffle the feathers. All right, also continuing that episode, I made a silly Zoomer comment. Yeah. And I mean, when you look at it now, I mean, you can call anybody who uses Zoom a Zoomer.
You know I can disconnect you, right?
But you wouldn't do that because this is my podcast. Oh, he did. All right, we'll prevent that from happening. There we go. We're back.
Oh, no.
The joking has begun. But, you know, any thoughts on this?
What did you think was going to happen there after you said that?
I didn't expect you to actually try.
Try? I did it.
So I made that comment about anybody who uses Zoom could be called a Zoomer, and Earth disconnected me from the chat.
There is no try. Do.
Isn't that some Yoda language or something? All right.
He did it.
Episode 802, Into the Shadows. This is the lore of Caradet, and we thought this was going to be the last Lore Diggers episode until we have to come back for an encore. But, you know, we do also have a number of clips from this episode, including one talking about shadowy creatures. Like, what is this? Like,
there is an entire shadow organization running the entire world. That's what it sounds like.
All right, head up Everlight next.
And the Everlight one is underground in the sunken pyramid, not in the water part, but at the end of that hallway. And you know, when you get there and you before you are 105 archaeology and you're wondering what is at the end of this hallway where the rock pile is, that's where you find the next piece of writing. Here they learn to walk in the light, to manipulate the events of history in their favor, and to benefit from such. They seek to control the narrative of the past, present, and future. They stand among us, hidden in plain sight.
Yeah, that there is like a shadow mob. The Cambridge mob! It's the Cambridge mob!
Wait, we got more.
Now, of course, in-game we were talking about the Inquisitors, the end of archaeology lore bit, but for anybody not aware, the Cambridge mob is a fictitious organization that we dreamt up to handle and explain away the very mysterious circumstances that sometimes happen at Jagex, and that's why Sirion jumped to the Cambridge mob. The Cambridge mob has also been allegedly involved in making J-Mods disappear and making them move away from the company. The Cambridge mob has also been involved in the quality and frequency of updates that we saw in 2019. And most importantly, the Cambridge mob also controls the frequency of microtransactions updates that we see in game as well. So, fairly widely expansive organization, looking at it this way,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're into everything.
Yeah, and, you know, they even got themselves in game with the Inquisitors, so perfect job on their part. And Tanis, I don't think you've ever heard this clip, but this is when you had a microphone problem, and we had one of these as we were beginning today's show as well. So here, have a listen to how this sounded. What was that?
What the earth just happened?
What the freak, Tanis?
Your audio has gone very scary, mate.
It sounds like you're like one of these evil villains in a voice changer. Yeah. Like, oh my god. This is so bad over there that you can't, you have to go fully anonymous now. The internet. Oh my god.
We're about to get a threatening message.
Tanis, check 1, 2, 3, say.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Say something. Oh, nope. He left.
And he's gone.
Tanis?
Check 1, 2.
There you go.
Okay.
Did we sound okay?
Yeah, he sounded fine.
That was terrifying.
I didn't know if it threw me into rebato or what, because I didn't hear anything at all.
It sounded like Joe Biden climbed up your leg and started to eat you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it sounded like the classical voice changer you have in, like, movies, right? When, like, the evil villain calls you, and you get this voice-changing effect with, like, this really low, distorted, like, voice. That's how you sounded. It was,
I thought you were playing a joke on us.
No. Not intentionally.
Oh, that's a clip.
All right, let's pick this up. And context for this one, the U.S. election had just happened, so that's why he asked you, hey, did you have to go into hiding?
Yeah, it did sound like a voice changer, or where I was a potential witness to potential voter fraud on like a Laura Ingraham show or something, right? Like,
Or Tucker Carlson, or I don't know, or I don't know, Alex Jones. I think that was probably too grounded for Alex Jones.
There wasn't nothing about lizard people or anything. So, no Jones.
All right. Okay, now, you know, we're going to take a bit of a diversion here. Normally, we only have episodes or clips from within episodes. We actually have one from our monthly bit that we did at the start of December now, where we talked about PVM costs. And you just love the way I started this one, all of you guys. So thank you so much. And I think we're about to embark on this path where we're going to learn a whole lot about PVM, aren't we? What?
I said, then you said embark. So the whole time I'm picturing, like, Canadian dudes in fur hats and a canoe, like, getting these cards to us and stuff, and then you're like, we're going to embark on a journey. Like, you know? You ever seen the Mountain Men, Shane?
Of course.
Bringing old Canadians in their canoes.
We're going to portage that canoe up the river and then find the next fort, and away we go. Yeah.
Whenever I think of Canada and media, I exclusively think about Letterkenny now.
Oh, God. I don't like that show. But it is one of the shows we are known for. It is one of the shows
you are very known for that show. Most Americans think of Canada. They think of Letterkenny, and they think of Trudeau, and they think of maple syrup and Steve Nash. Those are the four things that come to mind for me.
All right. Good to know. Good to know. That's not what I define as Canada, but fair enough. That could be
tough. Well, you've got to claim Steve Nash.
Yeah, definitely Steve Nash, and maybe the maple syrup. But as for Letterkenny and Trudeau, well, that's a topic for a different day.
Different podcast, actually.
Yeah, different podcast, different podcast. But, you know, PVM. That clip's so perfect given the context of the 1820s one, isn't it?
Right, yeah. I bet you're you go to Rendezvous, Shane? Do you do that?
No.
Do they have those in your neck of the woods, or is it only in Eastern Canada?
I'd imagine Eastern Canada. I don't exactly know what. I've never heard that term used like that before.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Well, it's like the Mountain Men, man. They have it's like something we do here. It's called Feast of the Hunter's Moon, and it's when the French would come down in their canoes, the Voyagers with all their goods
right down
and
the
stuff.
St. Lawrence, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we do like a reenactment type of thing, celebrate. It's real big in Canada too.
Probably around Canada Day and the like, because you know the Hudson's Bay Company had one of the most expansive fort and river trading networks that you'd ever seen. Basically, you'd have networks running all the way in through the prairies up to the Rocky Mountains, and the trading post would be at Hudson's Bay, which would go out back to over the Atlantic, and that's one of our actually big department stores now, the Hudson Bay Company. So it's something that is celebrated and is very, very prevalent in history in the 1820s. So I guess it kind of makes sense when you tie both of those together then, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. All right, we're going to jump forward now to episode 807, only a few episodes ago, talking about Raksha. And, you know, David was actually feeling kind of insulted.
Something that I found hilarious was I was listening to the fight because oftentimes new fights, they tell you things that you're supposed to do. And that was the case in Raksha as well. So I played with sound on. My music kept glitching where when I went to phase two, it kept playing the newbie melody. And I was thinking, like, is my DPS so bad that they're playing the newbie melody? Like, I don't know if that happened to anyone else, but every single time, about 4 or 5 minutes into the fight, it switched from the Raksha theme to the newbie melody, and I have no idea why.
That's incredible.
I really found it a little offensive.
I bet that'll stop once you stop dying, right?
Maybe. I don't know. But it was a little sad. I was like, why is it? I was thinking maybe after a certain point, if you haven't gotten the kill yet, they just switch it to newbie.
That'd be great.
Wow. All right.
I can't fathom how that would be happening, but it's incredible.
I've never experienced that, and I have to ask him if that's still happening, but you got to admit, that's pretty funny.
Oh, it's great, especially to happen to David. Like, that's funny.
Do more DPS, kid.
Yeah, I heard that weak shit.
Yeah, also, he had to disappear early for a Hanukkah gathering that episode, but he had some words to say before he left. Because we have the special bits inside us from Gothics and potentially Sliske as well that are protecting us.
Don't say that you have the special bits of Gothics inside
of you. Oh, no. He sure does.
I gotta go now, but that's quite a way to end.
What a note to end on.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, David.
Enjoy that mental image.
Bye.
And of course, I was talking about the gift that he gave us in The World Wakes that protects us from gods and protects us from shadow anima, because that's what Raksha fights with. But David had other ideas.
Well, Shane, you're talking about special bits inside you, you know.
Perhaps that could have been phrased better, but I mean, hey, it was just the way I went with that, so...
The beautiful naivety of Shane.
Yeah, and you know, I prefer to, you know, keep things straight, and that's exactly what we try and do here, keep things on the straight and narrow. And, you know, most times we do that, and sometimes we don't even get off the bat. But we also do have clips from our episode and a half, episode 808 and a half, where we discuss Violet is Blue too. And, you know, Sirion just couldn't contain his excitement on this one. Joining us to do that this week, Sirion, you're here because you jumped up and down when you knew it was going to be Violet is Blue too. You said you wanted to be here to squeal about the quest.
Roar!
Oh, that's not a squeal.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
From the roar to yes, yes, yes. And of course, that's because in Violet is Blue, Violet was roaring at everything, wasn't she?
When he did that, all I could picture was the Lion King when you know, he's trying to do his roar.
And you know, he didn't put too much into it as well, so it could have come through as a child's roar as well. But, you know, Violet is Blue too was a wonderful Christmas quest that you know, really brought in that holiday spirit that we expect in RuneScape. And one of the things that we had was that beautiful opening cutscene that looked like a six and a half year old drew it. And alongside that, the mod Baking AZ, who was involved in that, put together a combination of work, combining his most recent cutscenes, and this is what we wound up with. The mod that did the drawings was... mod Baking AZ. And he said, "Revelation time. The artist behind Violet's letters is me. I assure you it's not easy to mimic the style of a six-and-a-half-year-old kid. Here, one of the drawings I made to commemorate the amazing time I had working with the team on Raksha and Violet." And it's actually interesting because he did more drawings than what was actually shown in the... In the quest, there's actually another one that he shared on Twitter that is basically a combination of Raksha and Violet is Blue. There's a gigantic dinosaur by the Christmas tree, and it looks as though Violet is riding the dinosaur with her Christmas light whip.
I think we just got a teaser for Violet is Blue Free.
I love you. You love me.
Was that a show over there in Europe?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Very popular here in the North American side. I want everybody to keep that clip in mind before we move on. But there's one more clip from episode 808 that we got to talk about and just how fun this was. The 2020 clip show. We're finally here, everyone. And, you know, it's gonna be a good one. We've already got that all put together. It's going to be fun to go through. You know, hard to believe that some of the stuff we were talking about there was 2020, thinking back to it, just in terms of...
I hear the laughs in that episode are quite infectious.
Where'd you hear that from?
That's a joke.
Oh, okay. Infectious. Oh. Oh, right. Whoops. Yeah, see? And that's just like one of the clips. I completely forgot that they were making reference to a plague soup at the Halloween event. And, you know, what a year to be making reference to a plague soup in the year that a plague is actually sweeping the world. Infectious laughs. We've had some infectious laughs this hour and a half, haven't we?
We have. We sure have.
And then... the final clips come from episode 809, The Vibing Orthon Encore, our final episode of the year covering Orthon Lore Diggers. We just recorded this one before the clip show, actually. And, you know, we actually did get some clips from that. And I said to keep the Barney reference in your head for a reason. Well, here it is.
And these logs culminate in the discovery and capture of Raksha, who's this huge and apparently telepathic Rex, who's been, you know, wreaking havoc on the island, and now we know isn't a normal dinosaur, but actually a shadow colossus.
Or write it out, so, Barney, as some people like to call it.
We can't call it Barney! We can't call it Barney! Right. I object.
She's very upset about that.
Yep. I stand behind Barney.
I don't know. I might have to re-examine my position on that one. But
it's a purple dinosaur. I mean, it's Barney.
But this is a colossus, not a children's play toy.
Well, Barney was a colossus. Like, he was a colossal pain in the ass if you were a parent and had to watch it.
Oh, boy. All right. One final note. In the post-show, I made a comment, and, well, we'll just let it stand. I feel like people should give us an applause.
Thank you. Here, I'll give you one, too. And if you want to know what that looks like, just scroll in the chat and you'll see.
Well, isn't that what normally what happens after an encore? There's a huge, gigantic applause filling the auditorium.
I mean, it's true.
It's unfortunate we weren't able to have that for our Orthon encore, but...
We need a soundboard, man. Give us a round of applause.
Yeah, we could have that. We actually do have a soundboard. It's just not equipped for update at the moment because there's lots of other stuff in there that would disrupt the show. But there's one final clip.
You mean like an HP double jetty?
Yes, just like that.
Just like that?
And there's one final clip that just has the title of Sirion Speedos. Which, well, here it is.
Actually, I think Sirion's kind of a teaser, too. It's kind of...
What?
I said you usually have some stuff in the tease. You big tease.
I am.
Running around with his gold hot pants.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I cannot refute this. This is correct.
Taika wanted you to dress that up at RuneFest.
Oh, God,
that
no.
would be a power move.
I...
You know, sunglasses, booty shorts, cape.
Yeah. I don't think people would like that very much.
See, the only problem is fine.
It would require me to spend an entire year every day in the gym for that not to be a horrible experience for everyone, I think.
I think the size of cojones you would need for that wouldn't fit in your booty shorts. Although, I don't know, you guys are European, so you do the Speedo thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if Siren's quite that flavor of European, but, you know.
That's not his preferred bathing suit, I'd imagine.
No. No. I'm not a big fan of Speedos.
That sigh at the end. What kind of European were you thinking of?
I don't know. I mean, Europeans wear Speedos, don't they? I didn't know there was other flavors. I mean, I don't know. They don't care about that kind of shit, right? Like, they're not modest like that. It's like, hey.
Well, there we have it. There's our clips for this year. All of the clips. Some post-show, some pre-show, some from middle show that were edited out, some that we just have to pull out and relive this year on the clip show. Hopefully everybody has enjoyed that. I know I certainly did, and this podcast is something that we enjoy doing so much. We only got one thing left to do here before we close out for the year, and that is, of course, to do our picks of the year. Do you want to go first, or shall I?
Go ahead, Shane.
All right. Well, back in January, the end of January, I was greeted with a TV show that is something that many people, including myself, had wanted for a long, long time, and that was the return of Star Trek to the Prime Universe, 24th century, to get some closure on what exactly happened after the train wreck disaster of Star Trek Nemesis in 2003. And, you know, we, of course, had the J.J. Abrams stuff set in an alternate timeline, seeing a young Kirk and crew. We, of course, had Star Trek Discovery, which is wonderful. But, you know, there had to be something that would bring it back to that prime timeline and start advancing the storyline further again. And that was Star Trek Picard, which was my pick of the week on episode 762. And, you know, with that, it was just a very wonderful series because it brought closure to Star Trek Nemesis. And that was a movie that always annoyed me, the way it ended, and that there was no real closure of it. We got no idea to see what was going on after that. And Star Trek Picard did that so, so well, while also providing the modern commentary that any good Star Trek series should. And it was a home run, and it's already been renewed for season two. It's going to start production early this coming year. And that's my pick of the year. Absolutely wonderful. Glad to have that back.
That's awesome. I love the Picard series this year. And I hate people that just like pick on everything, that's like every little good thing that happened. Like, it's like, yeah, it's always got to be a critic.
But, yeah, and I mean, we got closure on Data, and that was the most important thing.
Got closure on Data. Dude, we got badass ninja Romulans. Come on. come on, dude.
Yeah, and you know, many fun things here and there about what was actually happening. And I think it had a good story arc. Perhaps it was a bit simple, but I think they had to do that just to kind of ease into things and provide that messaging and allow Picard to deal with that problem, because it was a problem for him for many years, too. Based on the events that had happened. So I've enjoyed the way it's panned out. But you have any comments on Picard before we move on to your pick, which is 180 degrees, complete opposite direction?
I just really enjoyed Picard, and it was nice because, I mean, I was back when, you know, we didn't know what was in store for us. We had hope. It's just it's great to Great to see Patrick Stewart in the chair again.
Yeah, and others too, actually.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it did have everybody, right? Like,
yeah.
So cool. Yeah. Well, not everybody. Maybe season two.
We'll see. We'll see. Fingers crossed. Okay. Opposite direction, 180 degrees.
So my pick of the year this year comes from Reed, and it is the Tiger King, because what symbolizes 2020 more than the whole country being mesmerized during a quarantine and lockdown so no one could leave, of this absurd story about this crazy person with a mullet that owns tigers. And and everyone knows just the mayhem that ensued and the memes and the TikToks and more big old
alerts. It's 2020.
It's 2020.
That was episode 771. You did that. Earth did that as pick of the week on the archaeology episode.
Yeah, I mean, it was just perfect. And I mean, and to close out 2020, you know, he's teamed up with Kim Kardashian. And he's trying to get him a pardon from the old Prez on his way out. So, you know, I hope he does. Why not? You know, why not? But. You know, here's to Joe and all the entertainment he provided during some lockdowns this year.
I have not watched it, and I don't think I will. From what I can tell, it's perhaps a bit too eccentric for me.
Oh, yeah, dude. I don't think you probably – like, I don't know. Like, you would look at it and be like, oh, my God, whereas, like, we look at it and just, like, laugh at the absurdity of it and – I mean, it's just funny. I don't know, man. Just these people are they're something.
And that's 2020 in a nutshell, folks.
It really was.
2020 in a nutshell.
I mean, it really, really was.
I mean, we started off normal. We got the best skill ever launched. We had Mod Warden, executive producer of RuneScape, on the podcast, chatted with him casually. He's on the clip show here. Then we round out 2020 with, you know, the same pace that we brought in after archaeology. So many episodes, so many clips. And this is all, of course, made possible by our listeners. So thank you so much, everybody, again, for another wonderful year, and hopefully you guys enjoyed listening to these shows as much as we enjoy making them. I know I certainly do. It's something I look forward to each and every week, and you know, I'm currently on my third RSBNB update this week so far. Yep. You are too, actually.
I am too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, you know what's nice is like doing this clip show, I kind of look back and you remember some of the like these episodes were some of the fun times of 2020. These are some of the highlights of the week sometimes.
Yeah.
With doing the show. So that's nice.
Indeed it is. And I don't believe there's much else to say. We'll be back next week for the 20th anniversary of RuneScape, something that, you know, that's going to come once in a lifetime. I'm trying to think of other games that have been around for 20 years. I don't know what the hell we're going to say about that, but nonetheless, we'll figure it out. Hopefully everybody's had a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year going forward. And of course, we'll see you guys next week. And thank you so much for joining us on this episode. If you want to subscribe, you can find full episodes and more at update.rsbnb.com. And you can subscribe to the podcast on any podcast listener out there at update.rsbnb.com/subscribe. We'll see you next week, everyone. Take care.
See ya.